This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Biden administration has again bypassed Congress on an emergency weapons sale to Israel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
For the second time this month, the State Department's made an emergency determination, a rare step allowing it to go around a congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. This one is a $147.5 million sale of equipment needed to make ammunition the Israelis have already bought work. The move comes as Israel faces growing criticism over its war in Gaza, and with President Biden's aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and other needs stalled in Congress. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
South Africa has launched a case at the United Nations top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza and asking the court to order Israel to halt its attacks. Israel swiftly rejected the filing with disgust. South Africa's submission filed Friday at the International Court of Justice alleges that acts and omissions by Israel are genocidal in character, as they are committed with the intent to destroy Palestinians in Gaza as part of the broader Palestinian national, racial, and ethnic group. It asks the Hague-based court to issue an interim order for Israel to immediately suspend its military operations in Gaza. Argentina has formally announced it won't join the BRICS bloc of developing economies. Friday's announcement is just the latest in a dramatic shift in economic policy triggered by Argentina's new far-right president, Javier Milei. The move comes as the South American country has been left reeling by deepening economic crisis, making many eager for change. Milei has also disparaged countries run, quote, by communism, and said he would not maintain diplomatic relations with them despite growing investment from China. For additional stories 24 hours a day,